According to Marcus Aurelius, the happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Aurelius rejected the belief that so many accept, that external circumstances dictate the quality of our existence. Instead, he embraced the belief that it is our thoughts, the fertile ground from which our actions spring, that wield true power. Through the practice of disciplined thinking and the cultivation of virtuous thoughts, he believed, we can transcend the limitations of circumstance. And thus today's Stoic rule is simple, but powerful. To lead a virtuous life, one must begin by cultivating virtuous thoughts. Lesson 1. Embracing the present. How can we live in the moment? Do you find yourself often lost in thoughts of the past or worries about the future? The Stoics remind us that the power of the present is the only true time we control. Marcus Aurelius once noted, "Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions. Yes, you can, if you do everything as if it were the last thing you were doing in your life." This powerful call to action urges us to anchor ourselves in the now. Imagine the tranquility of living each moment as it comes, without the heavy chains of past regrets or future anxieties. How often do we lose the beauty of the present by being somewhere else in our minds? By training our focus on the here and now, we cultivate a practice of mindfulness that enriches our lives immeasurably. But how can we start this practice? It begins with a simple yet profound shift in awareness. Each morning, take 5 minutes to ground yourself in the present. Feel the air around you, listen to the sounds of life, and engage fully with the immediate world. This act of grounding can significantly reduce stress and increase your daily satisfaction. In our daily routines, how frequently do we rush from task to task without pause? The Stoics teach us to approach each action as though it were both our first and our last, infusing it with full attention and effort. This deliberate approach transforms mundane tasks into acts of mindfulness, enhancing our engagement with them. Why do we often feel overwhelmed by the pace of life? By embracing Stoic mindfulness, we can filter the noise and haste of modern existence and find a serene path through the chaos. This approach isn't merely about reducing stress, but about transforming our everyday experiences into opportunities for growth and reflection. One practical exercise to incorporate into your routine is mindful eating. At your next meal, focus solely on the experience of eating. Notice the textures, the flavors, and the sensations of the food. Eat slowly, savoring each bite, and reflect on the nourishment it provides. This practice can turn a routine meal into a profound exercise in mindfulness. Additionally, consider the Stoic practice of evening reflection. At the end of each day, spend a few minutes reviewing the day's events. Ask yourself, how present was I today? What moments did I miss from not being fully engaged? This reflection can guide your intentions for the following day, helping you to live more fully in each moment. Lastly, engage in regular check-ins with yourself throughout the day. Pause, breathe deeply, and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This simple act of self-awareness brings you back to the present and aligns you with the Stoic ideal of living according to nature, calmly, rationally, and fully. Reflect on this teaching from Seneca. True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future. Let us carry this wisdom into our daily lives, fostering a mindful existence that cherishes each moment as it comes. Lesson 2. The serenity of simplicity. How can simplifying your life increase mindfulness? Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the clutter of your own life, not just physically, but mentally as well? The Stoics believed in the virtue of simplicity, viewing it as a pathway to freedom and mindfulness. By reducing the excess in our lives, whether material possessions, unnecessary tasks, or even excessive thoughts, we can find greater clarity and peace. This clarity allows us to focus more deeply on the present moment, embracing it fully without distraction. Consider how a simple environment can mirror a clear mind, and ask yourself what you truly need to live well. Simplifying isn't about deprivation. It's about aligning our lives with our most essential values. Why is it that when we clear out our physical space, we feel a lightness within us? This is not coincidence, but a reflection of a Stoic truth. Our external environment often mirrors our internal state. Start by decluttering your living or workspace. Observe how each object you choose to keep serves a purpose or brings joy. By making these conscious choices, we not only refine our environment, but also our choices and priorities in life. This practice of decluttering can be a powerful act of mindfulness, one that reinforces our focus on the essentials. In our digital age, how often do we find our minds cluttered by the incessant flow of information? A Stoic approach to digital consumption can help us cultivate a more mindful use of technology. Set specific times to check emails or social media, and be intentional about your digital engagements. Notice how this limitation not only frees up time, but also reduces mental clutter, allowing for a richer engagement with the present moment. This disciplined approach to technology is a form of modern Stoicism that can bring serenity and control back into our lives. How do our daily routines reflect our commitment to simplicity and mindfulness? By establishing a routine that prioritizes simplicity, we embed mindfulness into our daily lives. Consider routines that start and end your day with a moment of reflection or meditation. Such practices help to center our thoughts and clear our minds, setting a tone of calm and focus. These routines act as bookends to our day, ensuring that we begin and conclude with mindfulness, thus supporting a lifestyle that values simplicity and present moment awareness. Why do we often complicate our decisions with endless deliberations and what-ifs? The Stoics teach us to value our intuitive wisdom and to make decisions with clarity and conviction. By simplifying the decision-making process, we can reduce anxiety and increase our confidence. When faced with a choice, ask yourself, does this align with my core values? Will this simplify my life? This straightforward approach can enhance our decisiveness and foster a greater sense of peace in our daily interactions. What can we learn from the Stoics about handling our emotions in a simple and straightforward manner? Emotions, while a natural part of human experience, can often lead to mental clutter if not managed wisely. The Stoics advocated for observing our emotions without immediately reacting to them, allowing us to respond with reason and clarity. This emotional simplicity does not mean suppression. Rather, it encourages understanding and transforming our emotional landscape through mindful reflection. Such practices enhance our emotional resilience, allowing us to remain centered in the face of life's inevitable ups and downs. How can we apply the principle of simplicity to our relationships and interactions? Stoicism teaches that straightforward, honest communication fosters deeper connections and prevents misunderstandings. In your interactions, strive to be clear and sincere, reducing the complexities that often lead to conflict or confusion. This approach not only simplifies relationships, but also deepens them, allowing for genuine connections that are rooted in truth and simplicity. Reflect on how each relationship serves your life and contributes to mutual growth and understanding. Lastly, how can engaging with nature inspire simplicity in our lives? The natural world is a profound teacher of simplicity and mindfulness. Spending time in nature allows us to observe the uncomplicated flow of life, encouraging us to mirror this simplicity in our own living. Regular walks in a park or time spent gardening can ground us in the present moment and remind us of the simple joys and serenity that nature provides. Let these experiences inspire you to adopt a more straightforward, serene approach to life. As you reflect on these teachings, consider how each change towards simplicity can bring you closer to a more mindful, fulfilled existence. Lesson 3. Cultivating inner resilience. How can Stoic endurance enhance our mindfulness? How often do we let setbacks disrupt our peace of mind and divert us from our purpose? The Stoics, known for their emphasis on resilience, teach us that true strength is found not in avoiding challenges, but in facing them with composure and grace. By developing Stoic endurance, we cultivate the ability to remain mindful and composed under pressure, turning obstacles into opportunities for personal growth. This kind of resilience allows us to engage more deeply with the present, regardless of external circumstances. Reflect on how you react to difficulties and consider how a stoic approach could change your perception of these moments. Remember, it's not the events themselves, but our reactions to them that shape our experiences. Why is it important to develop a routine that fosters resilience? Just as physical exercise strengthens the body, mental exercises designed to build resilience fortify our minds. Integrating practices such as daily meditation, reflective journaling, or even challenging cognitive exercises can help us maintain our composure in the face of adversity. These practices enable us to observe our thoughts and emotions without being overwhelmed by them, a key component of Stoic philosophy. Establishing a routine that includes these elements not only helps us handle current stressors, but also prepares us for future challenges. Each day, take time to engage in activities that challenge your mental resilience and notice how your capacity to remain calm and collected grows. In what ways can embracing discomfort enhance our mindfulness? Stoicism teaches that comfort is often the enemy of growth. By stepping out of our comfort zones and embracing discomfort, we can break the chains of routine and awaken a more vibrant sense of living. This could mean taking on a new responsibility at work, speaking in public, or engaging in tough physical activity. Each act of courage brings us back to the present moment, heightening our awareness and testing our resilience. The Stoics believe that life's difficulties are not obstacles but pathways to greater self-understanding and virtue. By challenging ourselves, we not only prove our resilience but also deepen our mindfulness. How can the practice of visualization strengthen our Stoic resilience? Visualization is not just about seeing success, but also about preparing for the challenges that might impede it. The Stoics used premeditation, envisioning possible obstacles and adversities, to mentally prepare themselves for future difficulties. This practice not only reduces anxiety about the unknown, but also enhances our ability to focus on the present by reducing fear. Regular visualization of overcoming challenges can condition your mind to respond with calmness and clarity when actual problems arise. Incorporate this practice into your daily meditation by visualizing yourself handling a challenging situation with composure and wisdom. What role does acceptance play in developing Stoic resilience? Acceptance is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, which teaches that some aspects of life are simply beyond our control. By accepting what we cannot change, we free ourselves from the burden of unnecessary struggle and focus our energy on what we can influence. This acceptance does not mean passivity. Rather, it's an active engagement with reality that allows us to live more fully in the present. When faced with an immovable obstacle, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this?" Embrace the teachings of Epictetus, who said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react that matters." How can we cultivate resilience in our everyday interactions? Every day we encounter situations that test our patience and composure. By approaching these moments with Stoic mindfulness, we can maintain our equilibrium and respond in ways that reflect our values and intentions. Whether it's a difficult conversation with a coworker or a negotiation at home, try to see these interactions as opportunities to practice your Stoic resilience. Keep a calm demeanor, listen actively, and speak with intention. Over time, these practices will not only improve your interactions, but also enhance your overall sense of peace. Why is community important in building resilience? The Stoics recognize the value of a supportive community in fostering resilience. Engaging with others who share your values and aspirations can provide encouragement and perspective that is vital during challenging times. Participate in groups, whether in person or online, that focus on mindfulness, philosophy, or personal growth. Sharing experiences and solutions can help you realize that you are not alone in your struggles, and learning how others handle adversity can inspire and strengthen your own practices. Lastly, how can we use resilience to foster a deeper connection to the present? Mindful living is fundamentally about being fully engaged with the here and now. Stoic resilience enhances this by allowing us to navigate life's storms without losing our focus on the present. By practicing resilience, we not only endure life's challenges, but also engage with them in a way that enriches our immediate experience. Every moment of struggle is an opportunity to practice being fully present, turning each challenge into a moment of deep mindfulness. As we continue our journey into mindful living, consider how each technique can be integrated into your daily life, enhancing both your mental strength and your capacity for mindfulness. What will you do today to build your resilience and embrace each moment fully? Lesson 4. The Art of Letting Go. How can releasing control lead to mindful living? Do you ever find yourself trying to control every detail of your life, only to feel exhausted and overwhelmed? The Stoics teach us that some of the greatest freedom comes from letting go of our grip on control. Recognizing what is and isn't in our power to change is crucial for living mindfully. When we focus on influencing our own actions and attitudes, rather than external events, we live more in harmony with the natural flow of life. This lesson explores how letting go can actually enhance our presence in the moment and bring about a peaceful state of mind. By practicing the art of letting go, we align ourselves more closely with the Stoic ideal of living according to nature, which encourages acceptance over resistance. Why is it important to distinguish between what we can and cannot control? This differentiation is fundamental to Stoic philosophy and to mindful living. When we spend our energy trying to control the uncontrollable, we set ourselves up for frustration and disappointment. Instead, the Stoics advocate focusing on our own behaviors, choices, and reactions. This shift not only conserves energy but also enhances our effectiveness and peace of mind. Today, try to notice moments when you're grappling for control over something external. Pause and ask yourself if it's truly within your power to change. How does letting go affect our emotional well-being? Holding tightly to outcomes, people, or ideals can lead to emotional turmoil when things don't go as planned. Learning to release these attachments reduces anxiety and cultivates a more serene mindset. Each time we let go, we practice trusting in the process of life, which is a key aspect of Stoic mindfulness. This trust doesn't mean we expect life to be easy or always pleasant, but it does mean we believe we can handle whatever comes our way. Implementing this mindset in daily life can transform how we experience challenges and setbacks. In what ways can practicing forgiveness contribute to letting go? Forgiveness is a powerful tool for releasing ourselves from past hurts and grievances. The Stoics viewed forgiveness as a virtue that frees us from the destructive emotions of anger and resentment. By choosing to forgive, we let go of negative feelings that bind us to the past and cloud our present moments. This act is not about condoning wrongs, but about freeing ourselves to live more fully in the now. Consider whom you might forgive today, including yourself, and notice how this act of letting go changes your state of mind. What role does mindfulness play in the process of letting go? Mindfulness teaches us to accept our present experience without judgment or resistance. When we are truly present, we are not clinging to past experiences or worrying about the future. We can practice mindfulness through meditation, where we observe thoughts and feelings as they arise and pass, without getting attached to them. This practice helps us understand the impermanent nature of all things and supports our ability to let go of them. Try incorporating mindfulness meditation into your daily routine and observe how it influences your ability to release control. How can letting go improve our relationships? In relationships, the need for control can manifest as possessiveness, jealousy, or the desire to change the other person. Letting go of these impulses allows relationships to flourish on their own terms. When we accept and appreciate people as they are, we foster trust and openness. This doesn't mean we tolerate poor treatment, but rather that we seek to understand and communicate rather than control. Today, practice letting go of a single expectation you have of someone close to you, and watch how it affects your interaction. Why is embracing change a crucial part of letting go? Life is inherently dynamic, constantly changing and evolving. Embracing this change rather than resisting it is key to Stoic mindfulness. When we accept that change is inevitable, we reduce our suffering and open ourselves to new possibilities. This acceptance allows us to live more adaptively and responsively. Consider an area of your life where you have resisted change and explore what might happen if you embraced it instead. Lastly, how does letting go connect us to the broader Stoic goal of living in accordance with nature? Nature itself is a model of continuous change, growth, and decay. By aligning ourselves with this natural process, we embody the Stoic principle of living in harmony with the world around us. Letting go is not about passivity. It's about active engagement with the present and a deep acceptance of life's flux. This week, take a moment each day to observe nature, reflect on its lessons, and practice letting go as it does, effortlessly and gracefully. As we continue to delve into Stoic practices, consider how embracing the art of release can transform your daily life and lead to profound inner peace. Lesson 5. The virtue of patience. How can embracing patience enhance mindful living? Have you ever considered how patience can transform your experience of the world? Stoicism teaches that patience is not merely waiting passively, but an active engagement in the present while anticipating the future without anxiety. This virtue helps us navigate life's delays and frustrations with grace and composure, enhancing our ability to remain present and focused. When we cultivate patience, we open ourselves to the subtle joys and lessons that only time can reveal. Practicing patience allows us to see the growth and potential in our daily challenges, turning moments of waiting into opportunities for reflection and learning. This shift in perspective can profoundly affect our mental and emotional health, leading to a more content and mindful life. Why is patience essential in our interactions with others? In our fast-paced world, it's easy to rush judgments and reactions. However, Stoicism encourages us to take a moment to understand the circumstances and motivations of others before responding. This patient approach not only prevents misunderstandings, but also promotes deeper connections and empathy. By giving others the time they need to express themselves, we foster a more respectful and understanding environment. Today, try to practice patience in a conversation. Listen fully before responding and notice how this changes the dynamic of the interaction. How can patience help us overcome adversity? When faced with challenges, our immediate reaction might be frustration or despair. However, embracing patience allows us to approach difficulties with a calm and steady mind, giving us the clarity to find solutions and the strength to persevere. This Stoic principle teaches us that every obstacle is an opportunity to practice virtues like patience, which in turn can lead to greater resilience and wisdom. Reflect on a recent challenge and consider how a patient attitude could have changed your experience and outcome. What role does patience play in achieving long-term goals? Achieving significant life goals often requires sustained effort and perseverance. Patience is the bridge between our aspirations and their realization, helping us maintain steady progress over time. It encourages us to value each step of our journey, understanding that great achievements are the sum of small, persistent actions. Today, identify a long-term goal and plan small, manageable steps towards it, practicing patience with each step forward. How can we cultivate patience in our daily routines? Incorporating practices that nurture patience can greatly enhance our daily lives. Activities like gardening, cooking, or even slow-paced exercises like yoga can teach us to enjoy the process rather than just the outcome. These activities require us to slow down, pay attention, and engage fully in the present moment. By regularly participating in such practices, we train ourselves to apply patience more broadly in our lives. Why is patience important in the context of personal growth? Personal development is a gradual process that unfolds over time. Expecting quick results can lead to frustration and burnout. By adopting a patient mindset, we allow ourselves the time necessary to learn, grow, and adapt. This approach not only makes the journey more enjoyable but also more sustainable, leading to deeper and more lasting changes. Consider how applying patience to your personal development efforts can change your approach and increase your success. How does patience enhance our capacity for mindfulness? Mindfulness involves being fully present and engaged in the current moment. Patience enhances this practice by calming the mind and slowing our pace, which helps us absorb more deeply the details of our experiences. When we are patient, we are less likely to rush through life and more likely to notice the subtle beauties and lessons that each moment offers. Try to practice mindfulness with a focus on patience today, perhaps during a walk or while eating, and observe the richness of your experience. Finally, how can embracing patience lead to a more peaceful life? When we let go of the need for immediate satisfaction and learn to wait with grace, our overall sense of peace and satisfaction increases. Patience helps us cope with life's uncertainties and stresses with a more composed demeanor. It reduces impulsiveness and allows us to make more considered decisions, which often lead to better outcomes. This week, challenge yourself to face moments of impatience with a conscious decision to remain calm and see what differences this makes in your stress levels and overall happiness. Reflect on how integrating patience into your daily practices can transform your interactions, your challenges, and your journey toward personal growth. What patience practice will you commit to this week to deepen your experience of mindful living? Lesson 6. Embracing change. How can stoic flexibility improve mindful living? How often do we resist change because it feels uncomfortable or frightening? Stoicism teaches us that change is not only inevitable, but also an essential part of growth and development. By embracing change rather than resisting it, we align ourselves with the natural flow of life, enhancing our ability to live mindfully and with acceptance. This stoic flexibility allows us to adapt to new circumstances with grace and resilience, turning potential stressors into opportunities for personal evolution. When we accept change as a constant, our anxiety about the unknown diminishes, and we open ourselves to the possibilities that each new situation brings. Consider how you might view a recent change in your life as an opportunity rather than a setback. Why is it crucial to develop a mindset that welcomes change? A flexible mindset prevents us from becoming stuck in our ways and helps us maintain a fresh perspective on life. Stoicism encourages us to view each new challenge as a chance to test and strengthen our virtues, such as resilience, courage, and temperance. By actively seeking the benefits of change, we can find joy and value in the unfamiliar rather than fear. This proactive approach to life's fluctuations promotes a deeper engagement with our experiences and teaches us to value growth over comfort. Today, try to identify one aspect of your life where you can invite change instead of avoiding it. How can we use Stoic practices to become more adaptable? Stoicism offers practical tools for developing adaptability, such as the practice of premeditation, envisioning possible future scenarios, and preparing oneself emotionally and mentally for them. This technique reduces the shock and discomfort of sudden changes, making it easier to remain calm and focused when they occur. Additionally, Stoic journaling about our experiences with change can provide insights into our personal patterns of resistance and acceptance. By understanding our reactions, we can better manage them and turn our experiences into lessons in flexibility. Implement these practices regularly and observe how they influence your ability to handle change. What role does detachment play in embracing change? Stoicism teaches the importance of emotional detachment from specific outcomes. By not clinging tightly to the way things are or how we want them to be, we can navigate life's changes with less stress and more equanimity. This doesn't mean we don't care about outcomes, but rather that we maintain our inner peace regardless of external circumstances. Practicing detachment helps us to accept the impermanence of all things and live in the present moment more fully. Consider how detaching from one specific outcome this week might change your experience of a situation. How can embracing change improve our relationships? When we accept that change is inevitable, we can approach our relationships with more openness and less rigidity. This flexibility allows us to grow alongside our partners, friends, and family members, adapting to each other's changes with support and understanding. It helps prevent conflicts that arise from unmet expectations and fosters a dynamic where change is seen as a natural and positive aspect of life. Today, reflect on how accepting change might resolve or improve a relationship issue you are currently facing. Why is resilience so important in the face of change? Resilience is the ability to bounce back from challenges and adapt to new circumstances with strength. It is a core virtue in Stoicism, enabling us to endure change without losing our sense of self or our purpose. Building resilience through Stoic practices such as reflection, meditation, and constant learning allows us to approach life's inevitable changes with confidence and poise. Each time you face a change, big or small, use it as an opportunity to practice and strengthen your resilience. How does embracing change lead to a more mindful engagement with life? Mindfulness involves being fully present and engaged in the current moment. When we embrace change, we are essentially practicing mindfulness by acknowledging the reality of the present and letting go of past certainties. This openness to the present reality allows us to experience life more deeply and fully, appreciating the richness of each moment as it unfolds. Try practicing mindfulness in a situation of change this week and notice how it affects your perception and experience. Finally, how can we cultivate a daily habit of embracing change? Incorporating small changes into our daily routine can help us become more comfortable with larger life shifts. This could be as simple as altering your route to work, trying a new food, or changing your morning routine. Each small adjustment serves as a gentle reminder that change is a natural part of life and something to be embraced rather than feared. Set a goal to introduce a small change into your daily life this week and reflect on how it influences your attitude towards bigger changes. Think about how you can apply these lessons to become more adaptable and open to the constant flux of life. What changes will you embrace this week to foster a richer, more adaptable life? Lesson 7. Cultivating compassion. How can stoic compassion deepen mindful living? How often do we consider compassion a core element of stoicism? While stoicism often emphasizes resilience and personal fortitude, it also teaches the importance of compassion as a means of connecting deeply with others and enhancing our own mindful living. Compassion, from a stoic perspective, involves understanding the struggles of others and offering support without judgment. This practice not only helps alleviate the suffering of others but also enriches our own lives, grounding us in the present and making us more attuned to the interconnectedness of all people. By fostering compassion, we embrace the Stoic belief that all humans share the same fundamental nature and thus deserve kindness and understanding. Today, try to approach interactions with a conscious intention of compassion and notice how this affects both your feelings and those around you. Why is compassion essential in our interactions with others? In the bustling pace of modern life, it's easy to become self-centered and overlook the hardships others face. Stoic compassion encourages us to pause and consider the broader human experience, reminding us that everyone faces challenges, often hidden beneath the surface. By practicing compassion, we build bridges of empathy, which not only ease others' burdens, but also diminish our own feelings of isolation and disconnection. This approach aligns with the Stoic principle of living harmoniously within the community and offers a deeper, more fulfilling way to engage with the world around us. How can we develop Stoic compassion in challenging situations? It is often in the most difficult circumstances that compassion becomes most necessary, yet hardest to practice. Stoicism teaches us to respond to adversity with a calm mind and a compassionate heart. When facing conflict or misunderstanding, try to view the situation from the other person's perspective and respond with kindness rather than react defensively. This method can transform potentially negative interactions into opportunities for growth and understanding, both for ourselves and others. Start with small challenges, and as your capacity for compassion grows, so will your ability to handle more significant difficulties gracefully. What role does self-compassion play in Stoic mindfulness? Self-compassion is an often overlooked aspect of Stoic practice. To live mindfully and fully, we must treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we strive to offer others. This involves recognizing our own suffering, forgiving ourselves for our mistakes, and nurturing our growth without harsh judgment. Practicing self-compassion allows us to bear life's challenges with greater resilience and to engage more fully in the journey of self-improvement. Each day, take a moment to reflect on your needs and address them with the same compassion you would show a dear friend. How can compassion influence our daily decisions? Each decision we make can be infused with compassion, affecting how we interact with others and the choices we make. Whether it's choosing to listen rather than speak, offering assistance, or simply offering a smile, these acts of kindness can have profound effects. Stoic compassion involves making choices that contribute positively to the well-being of others, thereby creating a more supportive and connected community. Try to make one decision each day this week that prioritizes the needs of others over your own convenience, and observe the impact it has on those around you. Why is patience a companion to compassion in Stoic practice? Patience is vital for compassion, because understanding and supporting others often requires us to set aside our immediate judgments and responses. Stoicism teaches that patience is not merely waiting, it's an active engagement in understanding the timing and needs of others. By practicing patience, we allow compassion to lead our interactions, giving others the space to express themselves and find their own path to healing or resolution. When we combine patience with compassion, we cultivate a deeper presence and a more profound connection to the life experiences of others. How does practicing compassion enhance our understanding of Stoic principles? Compassion brings to life the Stoic ideals of unity and mutual respect. By practicing compassion, we live out the Stoic belief that virtue is the sole good, and that all other things, such as wealth or status, are indifferent. This realignment of values fosters a more just and ethical approach to life, where the welfare of others holds as much importance as our own. In this way, compassion not only deepens our understanding of Stoicism, but also enriches our engagement with the world. Finally, how can we make compassion a consistent part of our daily routine? Integrating compassion into daily life can begin with setting intentions each morning to act kindly and understandingly throughout the day. It might involve specific practices such as volunteering, offering emotional support to friends, or even engaging in small acts of kindness for strangers. By making a habit of considering others' feelings and situations, we embed compassion into our daily actions, which in turn enhances our mindful living. Think about how you can apply these teachings to foster a more compassionate and fulfilling life. What steps will you take today to cultivate compassion in your everyday experiences? Lesson 8. Nurturing gratitude. How can Stoic gratitude enhance mindful living? How often do we pause to reflect on the blessings in our life, rather than focusing on what we lack? Stoicism teaches the practice of gratitude as a fundamental part of living a contented and mindful life. By cultivating a sense of gratitude, we open ourselves up to appreciate the abundance that surrounds us, enhancing our engagement with the present moment. This Stoic gratitude is not passive. It actively shifts our focus from scarcity to abundance, from what is missing to what is present. Engaging in daily gratitude practices can transform our perspective, increasing our happiness and satisfaction. Today, start by listing 3 things you are grateful for and reflect on why each brings value to your life. Why is gratitude a core component of Stoic philosophy? Gratitude in Stoicism helps us appreciate the impermanent nature of external goods and the enduring value of virtue. By valuing what we have, we reduce our dependence on external circumstances for our happiness. This aligns with the Stoic belief that true contentment comes from within and is not dictated by our external possessions or status. Practicing gratitude helps us to remain humble and keeps our desires in check, fostering a peaceful and contented mind. Each time you feel discontent creeping in, remind yourself of the things you are grateful for and observe how it shifts your mood and perspective. How can gratitude improve our relationships with others? When we express gratitude towards the people in our lives, it not only strengthens our relationships, but also builds a supportive and loving community. Appreciating the small acts of kindness and the large sacrifices that others make for us fosters a culture of generosity and reciprocity. Make it a habit to thank someone each day for their efforts or presence in your life. This practice can deepen connections and ensure that those around you feel valued and appreciated, creating more harmonious interactions. What role does gratitude play in dealing with adversity? Stoic gratitude involves recognizing the potential for growth and learning in every situation, especially in challenging ones. By being grateful for the lessons we learn from hardship, we can face difficulties with a more positive and resilient outlook. This doesn't mean denying the pain or difficulty, but rather changing our reaction to it. Next time you face a trial, try to identify aspects of the situation that you can be grateful for, such as the strength you're gaining or the support you're receiving. How can we cultivate gratitude in our daily routines? Integrating gratitude into our daily lives can begin with simple practices such as maintaining a gratitude journal or setting aside a few moments each day to reflect on what we are thankful for. These moments can help anchor us in the present, reducing stress and enhancing our overall well-being. Try incorporating gratitude into your morning or evening routine, using it as a bookend to start or close your day on a positive note. Why is it important to practice gratitude in moments of success as well as failure? Celebrating our achievements with gratitude keeps us humble and grounded, while appreciating our efforts during failures helps mitigate feelings of bitterness and disappointment. Both practices reinforce our self-worth and resilience, reminding us that our value does not depend solely on outcomes, but on the integrity of our efforts. Whether you succeed or fail, take a moment to be grateful for the opportunity to have tried and for the growth that comes from every experience. How does gratitude enhance our sense of purpose and fulfillment? By practicing gratitude, we often find a deeper appreciation for our life's path and a clearer sense of our purpose. This appreciation can motivate us to contribute positively to our community and to pursue goals that align with our values. Recognizing the impact that our actions have on others and being grateful for the ability to make a difference can provide profound satisfaction and drive. Finally, how can we encourage a mindset of gratitude in those around us? Leading by example is a powerful way to encourage others to adopt a grateful perspective. Share your gratitude openly and often, and create spaces for others to express their own. Whether it's through gratitude circles, family discussions about what each person is thankful for, or community boards where people can post notes of thanks, fostering an environment where gratitude is expressed and valued can uplift everyone involved. Think about ways to deepen and share your sense of gratitude daily. What will you be grateful for today? Lesson 9. Embracing solitude. How can stoic solitude enhance mindful living? How often do we consider the profound impact that solitude can have on our lives? Stoicism teaches that solitude is not simply a state of being alone, but an opportunity to reflect, grow, and reconnect with our inner selves. By embracing periods of solitude, we can deepen our understanding of Stoic principles and enhance our capacity for self-reflection. This practice allows us to pause and consider our life's direction, our values, and our responses to external circumstances. Solitude provides the quiet necessary to deeply engage with our thoughts and feelings without the distractions of daily life. Today, try to spend a few moments alone in quiet reflection and notice how this influences your clarity and tranquility. Why is solitude valued so highly in Stoic practice? Solitude offers a break from the constant stimulation of social interaction and the demands of communal living. It allows us to step back and evaluate our lives from a distance, giving us perspective that is often lost in the hustle of everyday routines. In these quiet moments, we can assess our progress in living according to Stoic virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Solitude also aids in practicing apatheia, Stoic peace of mind regarding uncontrollable external events. Incorporating regular periods of solitude into our routine can help maintain mental and emotional balance. How can solitude improve our decision-making processes? In solitude, we can contemplate our decisions without outside influence, allowing for a clearer and more authentic choice. This undisturbed environment is ideal for weighing the pros and cons of a situation and aligning our choices with our true values. Stoics believe that effective decision-making comes from a calm and detached state of mind, which is best achieved alone. The next time you face a significant decision, set aside time to think it through in solitude before consulting others. What role does solitude play in enhancing our relationships with others? Paradoxically, spending time alone can improve our interactions with people. Solitude allows us to process our feelings and thoughts, so when we do engage with others, we are more present, attentive, and clear-headed. It prevents us from projecting our frustrations or misunderstandings on others and helps us approach each interaction with a fresh perspective. Try to notice how a period of solitude before a social engagement changes your experience of the interaction. How can we cultivate a practice of solitude in a busy life? Finding time for solitude in a busy schedule can be challenging, but is essential for mindful living. You can start small by dedicating a few minutes each day to sit quietly without distractions. Gradually increase this time as you become more comfortable with the practice. Additionally, activities like walking alone, meditating, or journaling can facilitate meaningful solitude. Make solitude a non-negotiable part of your daily routine, just like eating or sleeping. Why is it important to balance solitude with social interaction? While solitude is valuable, Stoicism also recognizes the importance of community and social bonds. A balance between solitude and social interaction is crucial for a well-rounded life. Too much solitude can lead to isolation, while too little can prevent deep self-reflection. Strive to find a balance that allows for both meaningful personal reflection and fulfilling social connections. How does solitude contribute to our overall resilience? Solitude builds resilience by giving us the space to confront and work through our challenges independently. This strengthens our ability to cope with adversity without relying excessively on external support. It teaches us self-reliance and confidence in our ability to manage future difficulties. Each session of solitude can be seen as a training ground for developing the mental and emotional toughness that Stoicism advocates. Finally, how can we encourage others to appreciate solitude? Sharing your experiences and the benefits you've gained from solitude can inspire others to try this practice. Discuss how solitude has enhanced your mindfulness, decision-making, and emotional well-being. Encourage friends and family to find their own ways to incorporate solitude into their lives, respecting that each person's approach may differ. Sometimes, leading by example is the most effective way to influence others. Consider how regular periods of solitude can enrich your understanding of yourself and the world around you. What will you discover in your next moment of solitude? Lesson 10. Achieving balance. How can Stoic principles help us maintain balance in life? How often do we find ourselves overwhelmed by life's demands, struggling to maintain equilibrium between our personal, professional, and social lives? Stoicism teaches us the importance of balance, advocating for a life that harmonizes our various responsibilities and desires. By applying Stoic principles, we can cultivate a state of inner peace that supports balanced living, allowing us to respond to life's challenges with calmness and clarity. This balance is not about dividing our time equally among tasks, but about aligning our actions with our core values and priorities. Stoics believe that by focusing on what truly matters, we can find satisfaction and tranquility in our daily lives. Today, reflect on the areas of your life that may be out of balance, and consider how Stoic mindfulness could help restore equilibrium. Why is balance crucial in Stoic philosophy? Stoics understand that extreme behaviors and unchecked passions can lead to turmoil and unhappiness. They advocate for a moderate approach to life's pleasures and duties, promoting a lifestyle that avoids excesses. Balance in Stoic terms is closely linked to the concept of moderation, or the golden mean, which is about finding the virtuous and rational middle ground in all aspects of life. By practicing moderation, we keep our passions and desires in check, enabling us to make decisions that lead to long-term happiness and stability. Implementing this principle can help us manage stress and increase our overall well-being. How can we use Stoic wisdom to balance our emotions? Emotions often disrupt our balance by pulling us toward extreme reactions. Stoicism teaches the management of emotions through rational thinking and perspective taking. By recognizing that our emotions are responses to our judgments, we can start to control them by changing our perceptions. This doesn't mean suppressing our feelings, but understanding them and responding in ways that are aligned with our values. Practicing emotional balance helps us remain composed even in challenging situations, preserving our peace of mind. What role does self-awareness play in achieving a balanced life? Self-awareness is fundamental in Stoicism, as it allows us to understand our behaviors, triggers, and patterns. With this knowledge, we can make informed choices that contribute to a balanced life. Regular self-reflection, a key Stoic practice, enables us to assess whether our life is aligned with our principles and what adjustments might be necessary. It also helps us recognize when we are veering towards imbalance and correct our course accordingly. Make self-reflection a daily habit, and use your insights to cultivate a more balanced and fulfilling life. How can balance enhance our relationships? Maintaining balance in relationships involves giving and taking, speaking and listening, spending time together, and allowing for individual space. Stoic principles encourage us to appreciate the value of each relationship and invest our energy accordingly. This balance prevents any one relationship from consuming too much of our emotional resources or time, promoting healthier and more sustainable connections. Next time you interact with someone, try to find this balance in your approach and notice how it affects the relationship. Why is balancing leisure and work essential according to Stoicism? Stoics do not advocate for a life devoid of leisure. Instead, they encourage a balance between work and rest. They believe that leisure is necessary for rejuvenating the soul and providing space for reflection, which in turn enhances our effectiveness and satisfaction in work. Establishing a clear boundary between work and leisure can prevent burnout and increase productivity. Strive to create a routine that includes time for both responsibilities and relaxation, ensuring that neither aspect overwhelms the other. How can the practice of gratitude help achieve balance? Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we possess, promoting a balanced perspective on our life circumstances. This shift can reduce the urge to constantly strive for more, helping us appreciate the present and the resources we already have. By regularly practicing gratitude, we cultivate contentment and a balanced outlook that appreciates the full spectrum of our experiences. Try to incorporate gratitude into your daily routine by noting things you are grateful for each evening. Finally, how can we inspire others to seek balance in their lives? Sharing the benefits we've experienced from living a balanced life according to Stoic principles can motivate others to explore these practices. By discussing how balance has improved our resilience, relationships, and overall satisfaction, we can encourage friends, family, and colleagues to consider how they might also achieve greater balance. Leading by example is a powerful method for influencing the well-being of those around us. In this final lesson on achieving balance, we've explored how Stoic principles can guide us to a more harmonious and satisfying life. Consider how the practices discussed today can be integrated into your daily life to continue your journey towards balance and tranquility. What will you commit to doing regularly to maintain balance in your life?